The Czech government, and Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek in particular, have signalled their intention to invite Barack Obama, the new president-elect of the United States, to the Czech Republic in early 2009. The purpose? To attend an informal EU summit to be held in Prague in the spring. The visit would coincide with the Czech Republic's term presiding over the European Union, which begins on January the 1st. Dominic Yoon spoke to political commentator Eric Best and asked him how important a visit by the newly sworn-in president, Barack Obama, would be.
Well, I think actually it's a very good step. I think clearly the Czech Republic will be the president of the European Union, so it's quite appropriate, I think. And by making that announcement now, it's kind of claiming the territory. There was some discussion about perhaps edging aside the Czech Republic, and by doing this, it's clearly saying that no, we are going to be hosting the presidency, and we are going to take the initiative, and we would like to have the new U.S. president attend. So I think it was a very good tactical move.
So it seems like it's a self-interest, perhaps, with these scuffles with France and the accusations that the Czech Republic's not ready. Is this, like you say, a move designed to seize the initiative?
Yes, I don't see it as being against France, because the meeting between Sarkozy and Topolánek last week, I think, set aside those problems. So I don't think the backdrop is trying to claim territory against France per se, but I think in general there were some considerations about whether the Czechs were prepared to host the summit, the presidency, I mean, and this is just setting those aside. So I don't think it's against France, but it's in general against the image that was being portrayed.
And what kind of an impact is a visit by then-President Obama likely to have in the Czech Republic? Are we likely to see this kind of global Obama mania that's been visible across the world happening in the Czech Republic?
Well, I think it'll depend a bit on what happens between now and then. I think he won't come right away. The date I saw was perhaps in April, which means it's quite a ways. I can imagine, of course, that he will be treated much as the way he was in Germany, that is, with great rapture, and large crowds would turn out if he made a public appearance. But at the same time, it would be within the bounds of a much bigger event with the heads of 26 other countries. So it is possible that his public exposure would be limited.
And there have been other visits by U.S. presidents in the past, George W. Bush, President Clinton, and President Bush Sr. before him. So how will this visit compare to those? Obviously, Clinton, we remember, played saxophone in a jazz club and was very well received.
If it were tomorrow, say, it would be a very big, the Czechs would try to portray it as a very big event. They would try to have some kind of outdoor event on Venceslav Square or Old Town Square, and it would be, I think, very well received by the Czechs. The visits by the other presidents were more working events with small gatherings. I attended some small panel discussion with President Clinton, and it wasn't, of course, this mega star atmosphere that Obama would have if he came now, but much depends on what happens between now and the actual visit.
That was political analyst Eric Best talking there to Dominic.